Okay, last time we began discussing the din of an ona beinonis, which for a woman who lacks a vest kavua, she has to treat her ona beinonis as the functional equivalent of a vest kavua, which lalach and shulchan aruch we say is relevant both for the din of prisha samach vest and for the requirement of bedikos biyom a vest and to be matir tashmish. We noted that there are a number of Yishonim, Rambam, Ravid, Rif, that don't mention Ona Beinonis. We noted that the Ramban only mentions Ona Beinonis in the context of Prisha, and not in the context of Bedika. And the Rashba is a Rishon of record that has Ona Beinonis in the context of Bedika as well. There is a Machlokas HaPoskim. How do you cheshbin the day of Ona Beinonis? So the Gemara is a Lashon of Shloshim Yom or Shloshim Yom. So how what does Shloshim Yom mean in the context of that Gemara and Daf Tesvav? So the Rashba and Daf Tesvav and Aleph in the Torah Sabayis Arach writes that or what emerges from the Rashba is that Ona Beinonis is the 30th day since the Re'iyah. So the day of the previous Re'iyah is considered day one. And you start counting 30 days inclusive of the day of the previous Re'iyah, and that gets you to day 30, which is the day of the Ona Beinonis. So the Ona Beinonis is 30 days since the original Yom HaRe'iyah of the previous cycle. And that's what the Ramban writes as well in his Hilchos Nida, Perek Hei, Halacha Hei, Kama Hi Ona Shloshim Yom Mitchilas Re'iyah, the Tchilas Re'iyah Cheres, 30 days from the previous Re'iyah until the next Re'iyah. Sherov Nashim Kach Hayu Roos, Kachin Roos Mishloshim Lishloshim. Because most women have a Re'iyah from 30 days to 30 days. That is the median Re'iyah, if you call it that. And that is what's considered to be an Ona Beinonis. And that's what the Beis Yosef assumes as well, that Ona Beinonis is 30 days since the last Re'iyah. And that's what the Taz writes Lahalacha in Sifkatan Yud Dalid. That's going on Seif Yud Beis later in the Simen. In the context of a vest Hasirug, a vest where you have alternating days of Rosh Chodesh where you have the Re'iyah. So the Tazir just throws in that 30 days since the Yom HaRe'iyah is considered the Ona Beinonis for a woman that doesn't have a vest kavua. Fine. So again, that's the Beis Yosef, that's the Taz, based on the Rashba, that Ona Beinonis is 30 days since the last Re'iyah. Rashi there in Tesvav is Mashma, that it's the 31st day since the last Re'iyah. That if the Re'iyah is on day one, then you count an additional 30 days past the Yom HaRe'iyah. And then you land on day 31 as the day of the Ona Beinonis. Rashi's Lashon there, on Tesvav Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil B'Soch Yemei Onasa, is Lamed Yom L'Re'iyah, Aval La'Ocher Lamed by Bedika. There again, the context was a husband who leaves and comes back. Does he have the right to assume that his wife is Beches Kastara? So he has the right to assume that she's Beches Kastara until what we call the Ona Beinonis passes. So Rashi says that he has a right to assume that she's Beches Kastara B'Soch Yemei Onasa for 30 days. Abala Acher Lamed by Bedika. But after 30, she requires a Bedika. So that sounds like you have a full 30 days where she's considered to be B'Soch Onasa. And then the requirement of a Bedika is after 30 days on day 31. And that's the position of the Chavis Das, in Sifkat and Yud Beis, Kuf Peites Yud Beis, that the Ona Beinonis is always considered day 31 since the last Re'iyah. So according to the Chavis Das, if you have a Chodesh Chaser, a woman sees on Rosh Chodesh an Aleph Iyar, the Iyar is 29 days. So Aleph Sivan is the 30th day since the Re'iyah. That's going to be the Vesta Chodesh, as we'll talk about. And then day 31 is going to be Beis. that's the day after the Vesta Chodesh. So if you have a Chodesh Mole, then according to the Chavistas, according to the Mashmos of Rashi, the Onu Beinonis is going to be the same day as the Vesta Chodesh. And if it's a Chodesh Chaser, then the Onu Beinonis is going to be a day after the Vest HaChodesh. That's the Chavistas, which sounds like Rashi's position, that Onu Beinonis is always on day 31. And then the Shach, in Sivkat and Lamed, presents a third possibility. The Shach is of the opinion, and he attempts to prove this, that a Onu Beinonis is synonymous with the Vest HaChodesh. That it's sometimes 30 days, sometimes 31 days. If the previous month is a Chodesh Chaser, then it's going to be on day 30. If the previous month is a Chodesh Mole, it's going to be on day 31. But Onu Beinonis doesn't have its own independent identity. It's really subsumed under a Vest HaChodesh. And the Shach proves that there are some instances where Chazal use the term Lamed Yom to refer not to 30 days per se, but a lapsed time of 1 month. So Shloshim may be lapsed off, because Shloshim could just be the way that Chazal referred to a month, but that month sometimes may be of 31 days, meaning from Aleph to Aleph with a Chodesh Mole intervening would end up being 31 days. Okay. Now, even if that's the case, that Onu Beinonis is really synonymous with the Vest HaChodesh, there are still going to be differences. Rabbi Force points out that, for example, the Sidrei Tara and Sifkat and Yud Beis is of the opinion, and this is what we assume lahalacha, that if you have a, given that we treat an Onu Beinonis like a Vest Kavua, so if you miss the Bedika for the Yom HaVest, then you need to do Bedika afterwards in order to be Matir Tashmish, as we discussed in the past. That's not true by a Vest HaChodesh. A Vest HaChodesh, that's not Kavua, so there's a Chiyuv of Bedika B'Yom HaVest, perhaps, that itself is Tali B'Machlokas, but even if there is a Chiyuv Bedika B'Yom HaVest, even if you're going to be Machmir for that, but there's no Chiyuv Bedika if you miss the Yom HaVest in order to be Matir Tashmish. As opposed to an Onu Beinonis, where Onu Beinonis we treat like a Vest Kavua, just like a Vest Kavua, if you miss the Bedika B'Yom HaVest, you need to do it later in order to be Matir Tashmish, Onu Beinonis as well. So even if the day of Onu Beinonis will always correspond to the day of the Vest HaChodesh as per the Shach, Onu Beinonis is still more Chamor and has its own identity. And number two, there is a crazy placey that we'll see Samar Choshesh. For crazy places of Katan Tesvav, I believe, says that even if in general we're Makel for other Vestos that were not Choshesh for the Or Zeruah, that we only consider the Ona Savest to be the Ona of note, that if a woman has a daytime Ru'iyah, then she's only concerned about the daytime and not the previous night, not like the Or Zeruah. But when it comes to an Onu Beinonis, you have to be Choshesh for the Or Zeruah as well. That's what Rav Eliashiv, among others, assumed lahalacha, like this crazy placey. So that would be another instance where even if the date of the Onu Beinonis always corresponds to the date of the Vest HaChodesh, an Onu Beinonis is still going to be more chamor than a Vest HaChodesh she'eino kavua. Okay. Right. So as we noted, I think I might have, I just realized when I said something at the beginning in summary that I slightly misspoke on, but what we did note last time was that according to those we shown him, like the Ramban, that quote the din of an Onu Beinonis, the Ramban only quotes Onu Beinonis in the context of Bedika, not in the context of Prisha. And it's the Rashba who says that Onabenus is relevant for Prisha Samach Levest as well. I think when I said it before, I inverted that. But that's the Rashba's of the opinion that that Onabenus is relevant for Prisha as well. And that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Kuf Pei Tes. Kol isha she'en leves kavua choshesh liyom la milviyasa she onabenenis l'stam nashim v'im yesh leves kavua l'zman yadua mikaf l'kafa mikaf hei l'kaf hei choshesh l'zman hayadua. And the Shach there writes choshesh l'zman hayadua v'yasu l'shamish kol onas havest al derech sin esbar b'simin kuf pay dalit. So there is a chiyuv of prisha biyom havest for a vest kavua. That's like the Rashba. The Alter Rebbe does write in his Kuntres Achron on Simen Kuf Pei Tes that even though the psak mikubal is that we require prisha for an ona benonis, but since according to Rov Rishonim that's not the case, you don't have to be mocha biad hamakilim. If someone was mekel not to require prisha, that doesn't require a macha. Okay. So how do we paskin regarding the calculation of ona benonis? Again, we had three shitos. Do we consider it to always be day 30 like the shach? Do we consider it to always be on the yom vest achodesh like the shach? Is it always day 30 like the Rashba? Is it day 31 like the Rashba? Now the Tos Paskins, is it day 31, which is what Rashi sounds like, and that's the psak of the Chavis Tos. Okay. So the psak of Mukubal, most poskim assume that you should be machmir in both directions to treat both day 30 and day 31 as the ona benonis, both the Inyan Bedika and the Inyan Prisha. So if the previous month of the previous Re'iyah was a Chodesh Maleh, so then day 31 is going to be the Vesta Chodesh, and day 30 will be the day before the Vesta Chodesh. And if the previous month was a Chodesh Chaser, so then day 30 is always going to be the Vesta Chodesh, and day 31 is going to be the day after the Vesta Chodesh. Okay, and then if you assume like the crazy placey, which Rabbi Morgenstern quotes Rav Yashiv, assume like Lahalacha, so then you'd have to be Choshesh for the complete 24 hours of both of those Onos, both day 30 and day 31. Rabbi Willig has the following Cheshvin, which is written up in the most recent volume of the Amordechai, previously in a Kol Tzvi, where he explains that as far as the din of Prisha, so then you have to be machmir for Prisha on both days. Since the Rashba, who is the Baal Ashita in Rishonim, that there is a requirement of Prisha Biyom Havest, so he explicitly says that Yom Havest Ona Benonis is day 30. So you'd have to be machmir for Prisha on day 30 as well, even though you don't have to be machmir, in his opinion, for the Ozerua as per the Chumra of the Crazy Placey. However, as far as Bedikos, he thinks that it's sufficient and better to perform a bedika on day 31, which is what Rashi sounds like. And then you cover your bases, because as it is, push comes to shove, you only need to do bedika if you're going to perform tashmish. So anyway, you're going to be parish on day 30. But you'd save the bedikah for day 31, which, according to Rashi, Chavis Tos, is the correct day for the Ona Benonis, according to the Shach, half of the time as well. Unless, if you're going to be mekel anyway, not like the crazy placey, So you only have to be choshesh for the onus of ast and not the previous onus. So let's say your previous ria was during the day. So you have to be choshesh for the onus of beinonis on day 30 and day 31, but not the night between day 30 and day 31. So if you wanted to have tashmish that night of day 31, which may not be advisable if you're expecting the ria to come any moment anyway, especially according to many who would be machmir to treat that as an onus of est as well. But in principle, mikra din, if you wanted to be mekel and have tashmish that night between day 30 and day 31, then you would have to do bedika before tashmish there. But if you're not going to have tashmish that night, then the chiyu bedika, in Rabbi Will's opinion, would be pinned down on day 31 or before you would perform tashmish after day 31. Okay, so of course, as far as precious is concerned, you'd have to be machmer on both day 30 and day 31. As far as bedika is concerned, it would be sufficient to do bedika on day 31. Okay. We discussed previously the Trumas HaDeshen's position regarding a vest shlili, a negative vest, that we encountered in the context of Bedika Kodim Tashmish. So we mentioned that the Mechabrin, Simen Kuf Pevav, Seif Gimel, writes, Isha She'ena Roa B'Pachos Miyudalid Yamim Achar Tfilasa. If you have a woman that doesn't, will never see or isn't used to seeing Dam within 14 days of her Tfila, Avala Achar Yudalid Yamim Ein La Keva, so this woman doesn't require bedikas kodem tashmish. She's not considered to have a vest kavua. Sorry, she's not considered to have a vest she'ena kavua during the range of days where she never would have a ria. So she knows that she's never going to see dam within 21 days of her previous ria, within 25 days of her previous ria. So for those 25 days, she is not considered to have a vest she'enu kavua, meaning she can predictably, reliably assume she's not going to have a ria, and that impacts on the din of bedika kodem tashmish. Okay, let's just see a few lines of that Trumas HaDeshen inside. One second. Okay, the Trumas HaDeshen, Simen Reish Mem Zayin. Isha Shiragila Lir Os Binyan Zeh Shil Olam Lo B'Pachos Miyadalad Yamim Achar Tfilasa. So a woman never sees less than 14 days since her Tfila. Avali Achar Arbas Ve'yamim Ein La Keva. L'famim Tesvav V'Tesayin Yud Zayin. U'l'famim Kaval Kalkim Kavdalis. So she can have a very broad range of when she has a Riyah. She just knows predictably she's never going to see within the first 14 days since Tvila. Ein la kvias l'dilugim halalu klal. So even though there's no kvias for the range in which she sees Rios afterwards, icha shivi b'chi agav isha she'ein la ves latzricha b'dikol b'ayla b'chal tashu shalom. So is she considered to be a woman with a ves she'ein kavua that would require b'dikos even during those earlier days? It doesn't apply over here because she's considered to be a woman that has a kvias or ves kavua not to see dam during that original range. Okay, so that's Trumas HaDeshen in context. Is talking about bedika kodem tashmish, and we mentioned the last time that for those who are machmir to require establishing a chazaka of positive bedikas kodem tashmish when a woman gets married, then you wouldn't be able to perform those bedikas during the range that the Trumas HaDeshen refers to, because during that period she's not considered to be having a vest she'enu kavua anyway. Okay. The Achronim discuss the relevance of the Trumas HaDeshen in the following context of Ona Beinonis. Let's say you have a woman who always sees at a interval of more than 30 days. So she has no Ves Kavua, but in the spirit of the Trumas HaDeshen, she never sees Dam less than 32 days since her last Re'iyah. So in that case, would you still have to be choshesh for the Ona Beinonis? Do we say that given that the woman predictably will never see Dam at a 30-day interval, then that's considered to be like she has a ves kavua, never to see Dam on the day of the Ona Beinonis? So the Badi Yashulchan here in Sifkatan Cafe assumes that even in that case, you still have to be choshesh for the Ona Beinonis. And he says that the Trumas HaDeshen is only talking in the context of Bedikos Kodem Tashmish. The Trumas HaDeshen doesn't address the din of Prisha Be'onos HaVest, which is the issue that we're raising here about an Ona Beinonis. And the Chavis Das in Simon Kuf Pei Vav, Sifkatan Gimel, assumes this as well. Chavistas Kuf Peivav, Sifkatan Gimel assumes that it's inconceivable that you wouldn't have to be choshesh for an Ona Beinonis in this case. The Chavistas raises that in the following context. He's talking about that Trumas HaDeshen, Kuf Peivav, Sifkatan Gimel, and he's coming the opposite direction. He says, It's hard to accept the Trumas HaDeshen because if the Trumas HaDeshen is correct, so would that then tell you? One second. What just happened here? Are we back? No, sorry about that. Would that then tell you that if a woman only sees at intervals of more than 30 days, that she wouldn't have to be choshesh for the Ona Beinonis? Chavis Das says that can't be. So he finds the Trumas HaDeshen at face value difficult because even if you accept the Trumas HaDeshen, the logical conclusion about Ona Beinonis, he finds difficult to understand. However, Rabbi Karp on page Reish Nun Zion points out that if you read the Rashba, literally, the Rashba in the Torah Sabai is quoted by the Beis Yosef at the end of Simon Kuf Pei Dalid, has a lashon of Bamedvar Mamurim, Bivest She'eno Kavua, Behula Bipachos Me'ona Beinonis. One second. So that's, if you have the Beis Yosef in front of you, you want to take a look. The Torah there writes, quoting this Rashba, Yesh la vest shelo kavasu adayin shlosh pamim, that if a woman has a vest, but it hasn't yet become a vest kavua, upachos me'ona beinonis, and the range, the afloga of that vest that's not yet kavua is less than 30 days, kigon sherasa mikafe v'chayotzi, that's a 25-day interval, Alpha Pishala Bhadka came in Shala Rigisha Bidam to Hor below Bidika. So if she doesn't have a Ves Kavua and she didn't do Bidika, so then she's still Mutar Sabailu without a Bidika. So the Beis Yosef there quotes the Lashon of the Rashba. Medvar Murim Bivest She'eno Kavua. Hula Bipachas Me'ona Beinonis. We're talking about where you have a Ves She'eno Kavua. The interval is less than that of an Ona Beinonis, and that's where Bidika is not Ma'akev. Says the Beis Yosef, B'sof Shar Gimel, the time alomar she'af al pi shakasav she'im yesh la vest v'giyah shas vest asurah she'tivdok, even though the Rashba writes that if a woman has a vest and the shas vest comes, she's asurah labayil until she does a bedika, haynu dafka b'yesh la vest kavua. That's only if the woman has a vest kavua. Aval im yesh la vest she'ein a kavua v'hu lefachos milamid yom. But if she has a vest she'ein a kavua, which is at least a 30-day interval, ein asricha bedika biyom havest hazeh. So she doesn't need bedika on that yom havest. Umiyu biyom lamed asura shetivdok. But on day 30 itself, that's the onu beinanis, there she needs a bedika. Dekol shelo nikba lavest acher have yom lamed kavest kavua. That any woman that doesn't have another vest kavua, we treat the onu beinanis as a vest kavua. So I might have read the Rashba literally when he says, that if you have a vest kavua, she'ena kavua, that's more than an ona beinanis, that bedika is ma'akev. However, the Beis Yossi says that the point is whether there's a vest kavu or not, and whether it's less than 30 or more than 30 is lav dafka. So then you don't have a raya to our question here as to whether if you have a flaga more than 30 days, does that remove the need to be choshesh for the ona beinanis? However, in the biurim on the Ritva, in the end of the print, the Masada of Kuk Ritva Maseches Nida, Simon Yudalid Ostalid, he thinks that you do have a indication in the Ritva like that, that you don't have to be choshesh for a ona beinanis if you have a haflaga that's always more than 30 days. The lashon of the Ritva, Tezvav Amar Aleph Diva Maskel Amar Resh Lakish. Amar Resh Lakish. That's the Gemara in Daf Tesvav regarding the husband that comes home from a trip and finds his wife Becheskas Tahara. Perish, Onasa, who was man Shebein Riyel Riyah, Vistam Ona Benin Shloshim Yom. Vistam Nashim Shavos Kain, Vistam Nashim have a Riyah 30 days if we don't know otherwise. The Perish Rashi. Venir and Varim Shalakach Tafas Lashin Zeh. L'omr toch zman vesta, kiddenakid ba'alma, zinakdi amarai de la kamai, mishnamai v'isha shein la vest. V'mi yunahid les la vest, ona miyas isla, yugila hastik bo tara. Ella shilafamim ma'akdim o ma'acher. So even though she doesn't have a vest, she does have an ona, she does have a window in which she's regila liros. Ella shilafamim ma'akdim o ma'acher. But sometimes it's earlier, sometimes it's later. The osas man shebin tayim shehu baru lo the odea shelo ikdima. But the period in the middle where you know that she didn't see dam, zeo she'amr kan shemasa besoch yimei anasa, kamash malan delo chashinan shematakdim v'tirabo shelo kimenagas. We're not worried that if a woman has a range where she sees dam, we're not worried that she's going to see it at some point earlier. So the Be'urim thinks that you have a mashmos there, that line, that we're not worried that you're going to see it sometime earlier, that if a woman predictably will never see dam less than 30 days, so that's not within the spirit of the requirement of ona beinanis, and there, the woman will not have to be choshesh for the ona beinanis. That's what the Sidrei Tara appears to say, even though I saw in some some of the later Svarim question whether the Siddur Torah concludes this way. But the Siddur Torah in Sivkat and Kaf raises the possibility that you could be Mekel on this, not to require it to be Choshesh for the Onah Beinonis if the Aflag is always going to be more than 30 days. And that's where Moshe's Psak Lakula as well. Igros Moshe, Chelik Beis, Yeredeya, Simen Ayin Beis, Chelik Beis, Simen Ayin Beis. That's Rabbi Willig's Psak Lamaisa, that if a woman predictably will never have a Re'iyah less than the time of an Onah Beinonis, then you don't have to be Choshesh for the Onah Beinonis. However, in the Bi'urim in the Ritva, he writes that the Bali Haran Yerushalayim were always Machran the Shaila. And that's what Rabbi Karp writes. You have to be Machran this, although B'Shas HaTchak is what to talk about. Rabbi Forst quotes in his Sefer that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said that in Litta they were Machran this. And that's what the Pitzchei Das quotes from Rabbi Yashiv as well. Perek Lamed Gimel Ha'arek Kavav. Rabbi Yashiv is Machmir to be Choshev Shin Onah Beinonis, even for a woman that never has a Afloga less than, let's say, 31 days. Okay, let's move on now to Se'if Beis in Kuf Pei Tes. And that's the beginning of the din of a vest haflaga. Mechaber writes, Kesa Kavasa. So Sif Alevi just said, if you don't have a vest kavua, you have to be kosher for the Onah Beinonis. So now we discuss, how do you create a vest kavua? So the first kind of vest kavua we're going to discuss is a vest haflaga. Kesa Kavasa. Kigon Shetira Dalit Pa'amim. So a woman has four re'iyos, as she counts. Ubeinayim Gimel Zmanim Shavim. And there are three intervals between these four re'iyos that are of the same length. Kigon Shirasa Yom, Ulasov Kaf Yom Pamacheres, Vyolasov Kaf Yom, Vyolasov Kaf Yom. Zanikra Vestaflagas, if a woman sees dam four times at intervals of 20 days each, that creates a Vestaflaga that is Kavua. Ulakach Tzricha Dali Rios, the reason you need four re'iyos is Shari Rishona Enam Enaminyan. If you're going to create a vest haflaga that's kavu, you have to have three haflagos. In order to have three haflagos, you have to have four re'iyos. Afilu kodesh shekavasa shalosh pa'amim choshesh, that even before it becomes a vest kavu, you still have to be choshesh for it as a vest she'eino kavu. Okay. Now, just as a introduction, the Ramban writes in Perek Vav Halacha Yadalit in his Halachos, Tzrichos Benos Yisrael Lizar B'chushay Avestos V'dinei, and it's important for Jewish women to be careful about the sensations of Vestos and their Halachos. Ein Lecha Davish Yitzarech Talmud B'dinei Azaba B'zman Azeh K'chashash Vestos. So the most complicated sugya in Dinei Nida B'zman Azeh, or that which requires the most analysis and concentration, is calculating the vestos. And the Chachmas Adam writes in Simen Kuf Yud Beis Os Mem, often quoted line from the Chachmas Adam, Harotza Lekayem Mitzvahs Prisha Kitikuno Yizar lichtov tamid yom avest. If a person wants to carefully observe these halachos, he should keep a written record of the yom avest. Yaz yuchalachshav yamei vesta ki tikuna. And that way, you can make the appropriate calculations if you have a written record. Kach kibalti mi rabosai, v'kach hayisi noe kol yamai, v'lo inali kol oven baruch Hashem ha-mekadesh amo. So the Chachmas Adam writes that this is his personal practice to keep a written ledger, and no michshol came because he was careful to do that. So Chachmas Adam says if you keep careful records, that should prevent the possibility of a michshol. Okay, so we just saw in the Mechaber, and it's mavur this way in the Rishonim, that in order to establish a Veth Haflaga Kavua, you have to have four Re'ios and three intervening Haflagos between the four Re'ios. And the Shevet Alevi here, the Shira Shevet Alevi points out that it's Mashma from the Lashon of the Mechaber, that you calculate the Veth Haflaga based on the first day of a Re'iyah. Even if a woman's Re'iyah spans a few days, but the Haflaga is calculated based on day one of the Re'iyah, and that is the Psak HaMekubal. However, there is a famous position of the Alter Rebbe, which is accepted in Lubavitch circles, but it's not the Psak HaMekubal outside of Lubavitch. The Alter Rebbe, Simen Kuf Pei Dalid, Sifkat and Kuf Beis, writes as follows. Omiu. Loaz lina basar tchila savest, ela le'inyan prisha sa'ona, im lorasa ba'ona tchila savesta. So when you're calculating the din of prisha ba'ona savest, so then you calculate the first day of the last re'iyah. Mishun de bistalika ikr nistalik gamkein hatosefes. Because if you're anticipating beginning a re'iyah b'yom avest and the re'iyah doesn't materialize, so we're not worried about the subsequent days after day one. Aval ilo nistalik ikr lozlina basar tchila savest, linyan vest haflaga, l'shar haflaga mitchilas re'iyah l'tchilas re'iyah, el misof re'iyah l'tchilas re'iyah. However, when it comes to calculating a haflaga, not true for other calculations of Estos, but when it comes to calculating haflaga, you're calculating the interval, then you calculate the interval between the last day of the previous re'iyah and the first day of the next re'iyah. So if a woman saw Adam on Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hey Iyar, and then she sees Dam again on Aleph Sivan, the Aflug is not calculated from Aleph to Aleph, it's calculated from Hey to Aleph. Where does he get this from? He says, Chuvas Maril Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel. What does the Maril write? Maril writes as follows: Achein im yesh da ona kederach nashim afilu ein vesta kavua kagon shepichsa o sira gimel yamim o dalid o shavua o pachas ayoser. That if a woman has an ona but not a vest kavua, meaning she'll see three days earlier, three days later than the last time. Rak she hela ona kvua she regila lahamtin l'chala pachos misof re'iya atchilas re'iya kach v'kachya. So it sounds like what Maril is saying is that you could have a woman that has re'iyos of various lengths, but you could have an ona kvua based on the interval between the sof ha-re'iyah to tchilas ha-re'iyah. So apparently the Alter Rebbe understood in this Maril that the way to calculate haflaga is from the last day of the previous re'iyah to the first day of the next re'iyah. Okay. Now, he only says this in the context of Vesta Flaga, because it is Mefurash by other Vesta, that's not the case. For example, if you look in Sif Yud Gimel, in the context of a Vesta Chodesh, the Mechaber writes, Eina Isha Kovas La Vest, Afilu Rasa Shlosha Roshe Chodoshim Ze'achar Ze'ah, Elim Ken Yukulam Ba'ona Achas Ba'yom O Ba'layla. So in order to establish a vest, even if you see on three Rosh Chodeshes, but they have to be in the same ona, either the same night period or the same day period. So there, we're clearly evaluating the vest based on the tchilas hari'iyah. And the pashas is that there's no reason to be mechalik between a vest achodesh and a vest aflog in that calculation, but given that it's not mefurish and rishonim, not mefurish and shulchan aruch for that matter, that the same calculation is applied for a vest aflaga, that gives the Alter Rebbe license to present his shita, which again, outside of Lubavitch, is not generally a concern. So the Psaka Mikubal is that a vest aflaga, we calculate the interval based on the first day of the previous Riyah, not based on the last day, and that's true Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. There's a related position that the Noda Behuda addresses. The Noda Behuda is Tinyana Yaradeya Simen Pei Gimel, Tinyana Simen Pei Gimel, quote in the Pesachei Shuva, Sifkatan Tes. The Noda Behuda is responding to a Reb David Tebel. Let's just read a few lines from the excerpt in the Pesachei Shuva. Pesachei Shuva Sifkatan Tes. Okay, this is in again the context of a vest hachodesh. I am b'shuvas noda behuda tinyani yaradeya pegimel b'shem gadol echad shakasav da'after b'shulchan aruch kasav din zeh b'rasa gimel rashi chodesh hu adin b'vest haflaga de'eno vest kavua af shehu the gimel haflagos shavim im einam shavim be'onas yom o laila im einam shavim be'onas yom o laila im kein hadi isa b'shas poskim de isha kavas vest haflagos yamim shavim hu gam kein b'haflagos onos shavim. So the Noda Behuda is responding to this Rav David Tebel, who suggested that when you calculate a haflaga, you're calculating based on the ona, in which you see the re'iyah, not based on the day. And here again, the psaka mikubal is that when you cheshbin a haflaga, it doesn't make a difference whether the re'iyah is during the daytime or the nighttime, but the period of haflaga is calculated based on the day. So if you see a weather, let's say the first Riyah is on Aleph Iyar Bayom, and then you have another Riyah on Lamed Iyar Balayla. So that's a haflaga of 30 days. And then if you have your next Riyah on, I'm sorry, did I say Lamed Iyar? There's no Lamed Iyar. Aleph Sivan. So there's your haflaga of 30 days. And then if you have another Riyah 30 days later at night, that's the same, that's considered to be the same Aflaga of 30 days. As opposed to what this Rav David Tebel was suggesting to the Noda Behuda, then maybe we should calculate Aflagos based on Ono. So you count the number of day-night units, and that creates the Aflaga, which could leave you, depending on the number of day-night units, with a different day for the vest than otherwise. So the Noda Behuda says that this svara that he's presented with is a svara yeshar v'nechodem od mitzad haseichel, that it makes a lot of sense, because if you're calculating a haflaga, then you should look at the onos to calculate the haflaga, because you're looking at the pattern at which you expect to see a re'iyah. However, even though he says it's a svara nechona, since no one ever said it before, it's difficult to justify it. And then he tries to explain why, in point of fact, it's not true. La halacha, we assume not like this of David Tabu, we assume not like the Alter Rebbe, and we assume that when it comes to a haflaga, you calculate based on the day, not based on the ona, and that's what the Chazon Ish writes as well, Simon Pehei Os Nun Tes. Now, as far as the Svara that the Novi Huda thought was attractive, why shouldn't you calculate based on onos if you're looking for the best prediction as to when to have a Ria? So Rabbi Forrest points out on page 209 that even according to however you're going to cheshbon things, you can never have a perfectly even or exact haflaka. Because if you're going to argue, you should calculate based on the ona, so maybe you should then calculate based on the hour. And then you count haflagas based on hours, which no one says. So obviously, the requirement or the way to calculate a haflaga is not with that degree of precision. Okay. I think we'll stop here for today, and then I'll pick up Mirtz Hashem on Wednesday.